GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
The Students' Loan Bureau recently received a major cash injection to its revolving loan fund to enable more persons access to tertiary education. And a state-of-the-art school for special needs is being built in Westmoreland through public-private partnership. Stay with us to find out how these and other developments are in keeping with government's strategic focus on effective social inclusion. The Students' Loan Bureau has received a $100 million contribution from the Heart Trust NTA to be made available to tertiary students enrolled in technical and vocational courses and the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics disciplines. This contribution is in addition to a previous allotment of $250 million to the SLB's revolving loan fund last year. Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the sums represent a significant increase to the SLB, which has been driven by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller and Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips.
The amount available to aid tertiary students has doubled in the last few years, largely because of Dr. Phillips's insistence and that of the administration and Prime Minister herself that no student who is willing and able to undertake tertiary studies but is short of the resources should be prevented from doing so.
Minister Thwaites says the grant from Heart Trust will provide additional opportunities for students in the targeted areas. A total of 310 students benefited from the SLB's revolving loan program at the start of the September 2015 academic year. In addition to increased funding for tertiary students, an early childhood educational institution catering to children with special needs is to be built on the campus of the Sir Clifford Campbell Primary School in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. The project is being facilitated under a Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministry of Education and Rock House Foundation, the non-profit charitable arm of the Negril-based Rock House Hotel.
This academy will become part of a suite of special needs facilities established by the government. So the Ministry of Education commends the Rock House Foundation and all of its partners for its continued commitment to the development of early childhood and special education in Jamaica.
Minister Thwaites says the school should be opened for the 2016 to 2017 academic year. About 100 culture passports will be issued to the Child Development Agency, CDA, to facilitate access to cultural heritage sites and events by wards of the state. This is part of ongoing efforts to promote the Cultural Passport Program, which encourages young people to experience Jamaica's culture and heritage. Principal Director of Culture in the Ministry of Youth and Culture, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says the ministry is aiming to distribute 10,000 culture passports by 2018.
What we are trying to push for February is to have as many students as possible who are holders of the passport thus far to be able to benefit from the activities that are specifically designed for Black History and Reggae Month.
1,000 passports have so far been distributed to primary and secondary school students island-wide. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security is also doing its part to advance effective social inclusion and protection. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says more will be done to engage persons with disabilities and special attention must be paid to unattached male youth.
These are youths who are graduating less and less from educational institutions and who are at a greater risk for joblessness, gang engagement, crime and violence, lottery scamming. The negative trends regarding Jamaican males have serious socioeconomic implications.
Minister Ferguson says his ministry, through its social intervention programs, is offering to boost employability via apprenticeship, scholarships for education, and grant funding for persons with disabilities and youth who operate small businesses. And that's where we conclude our look at one of the government's strategic priorities for the current fiscal year and beyond. Join us again next time for another program.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.